Chaff or wheat? September 28. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Light and truth are within the reach of all, but if they do not set their minds to searching God's word, Satan will find chaff to fill their minds, leaving no room for the growth of the precious seed of truth. We are surrounded with temptations so disguised that they allure while they taint and corrupt the soul. The youth of our cities breathe in the tainted, polluted atmosphere of crime. They are educated in crime by reading the stories which fill the popular publications of the day. Having no regard for the right because it is right, as they read stories of theft, murder, and every other species of crime, they are led to devise plans by which they could improve upon the criminal's methods, and escape detection. Thus these foul publications assist in perfecting the education of the youth in the way that leads to perdition. It is a great evil to bring these trashy magazines into the family, and yet many parents are asleep to this peril. They do not know what kind of food is being supplied to the minds of their children. The food that is given to the mind should be pure and wholesome. God calls upon His people to turn away from the brackish streams of the valley, and drink from the pure streams of Lebanon. A study of God's word, which is eternal life to the receiver, would invigorate and strengthen the mind, but too often the grace of Christ finds the right of way obstructed by the mass of rubbish which has been allowed to accumulate in the mind. The mind is not kept hungry for the blessed word, which must be eaten in order for the thoughts to be pure and holy. To those who are tempted to indulge in trashy reading, I would say, read your Bible. Search the Scriptures, Christ commanded, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Obedience to the Word of God is our only safety.